Commercial fishing is one of the world's most dangerous occupations. Fishermen must contend with icy temperatures, stormy seas, hazardous gear, and treacherous shoals. Most of them have had at least one close call.
I've been overboard.
Phil Ashworth, former New Bedford fisherman.
Again, when I went to fishing grounds, I was on a squall apartment. I was working a starboard rail, and I think the captain might have turned just a little bit too early, and I was on the weather side. Maybe that drag caught on the bottom on that side, and as he turned, the boat laid its shoulder into the sea. And so it was really severe angle, and a sea came up on the boat just like it would on a beach.
Right.
And it took me right off the boat. And it doesn't take long for a boat to roll from port starboard. So I went in, the boat rolled away from me, and I watched the scuppers go by. I saw the rolling shark go by. I could hear the wheel off to my left, in the water. And then I all of a sudden, here it comes again. I see the rail goes by me, disappears under the water, and it was like body surfing. Put me right back on the deck of the boat.
Usually, a close call comes when you least expect it. Lou Lagasse, captain of the Clamor Mariette.
One time it was a real flat day, and I was steaming around looking for new spots. I was following a chart very closely. I was very much alert. It was daytime. There was a shoal a little to the west, but the Nantucket Shoals are not really where the charts say they are sometime. And next thing you know, I stopped. You know, I'm on a shoal, and we had like 30 knots of wind forecast for that night. I had a decision, you know, try to back off or try to just keep going forward. My knees are knocking, and in a clam boat, as you're steaming from spot to spot, you have gear in the back, you know, a hose and a rope, and you can't really back down because you'll get it all in the propeller. So I just gunned it. I just kept going forward. It came off, you know. So that's just something that could have been a disaster, but it wasn't.
A captain's ability to provide medical care may save a trip, as Alan Cass explains.
You become captain, cook, engineer, everything. Doctor, lawyer, mother, father, priest. I mean, I've set bones out there. I've splintered stuff. I've sutured stuff, you know, just to keep the trip going. My brother was with me there for a trip. He broke his knuckle. So I used a spoon and taped these two together until we finished the trip. I wasn't about to bring him home for a broken finger. That's something he did himself. It wasn't something that caused by the boat. He did it himself. He punched the wall because he was ticked off and broke his finger, so I set it. Yeah. And then when he finally got to the hospital, the doctor asked him, well, who set this thing? He says, my brother did. Well, they did a damn good job. It's all set now, and he can move it.
Stories about close calls are reassuring because they have happy endings. Here's Paul Swain telling about how his brother-in-law survived two sinkings.
My brother-in-law had a funny, well, I call it funny now because he's alive and everything else, but he was on a boat called the Newfoundland, and they were sinking, and they had no way to signal the next boat, so they brought the mattresses up on deck, and they set it fire, and saw the smoke. Well, they finally a boat come over, they set the dory, well, they set the dory down, and went, so the dory was no good to them, so they were saved by another boat, and they were lucky, they come home. My brother-in-law went out on the boat that saved them, called the Hill of Garston, and when he went out the second time, they were coming home with a trip, and they ripped the bottom out of it coming up through the sound. So they went down, and they woke up my brother-in-law, and he said, hey, Billy, you got to get out of here. The boat's sinking. He said, you're full of fun. He says, no, we're serious. They had two trips, two sinkings. So went at it. But it's funny. He says, oh, you're a hot duck there telling me that.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.